I don't know which is safer for a Dublin woman, but anyway. Okay, I was just completely stunned by listening to Moira's poetry, and we've been chatting before. Before we came here, we had some food together. So I just want to dedicate the first two poems. They were kind of things that resonated from what she said with me, and they're just a very quiet echo of something we were talking about. So one is called, it's a poem which I pretty much stole. In Kashmir, there's an ongoing conflict, as many of you will be aware. And this is a ghazal, which is originally it was an Arabic form, and then it came into Urdu, and it's used a lot in Kashmiri. And what I've done is I've taken the words of the mother whose son was disappeared, and I have just simply formed them into a ghazal. So it's really the one that Parveena would have written, because the women just speak so beautifully about such really painful and awfully sad things. So.
Yes, she's a bitter woman.
Here we are. Ghazal for Parveena and her son Javed, disappeared 1991. Where have you hidden my new crescent moon? I search for my son by the light of the moon. A hawk swooped down and took him away. Is he high in the mountains, near to the moon? When he disappeared, my fear went away. I approached armed men under sun and moon. I've searched camps, hospitals, and jails. Where is he? Can my child see the moon? The bodies they found prove our worst fears. The tears of the living light up the moon. I cannot forget his bright sunny face. Grey corpses glitter beneath the full moon. So, the next poem I'd like to do is called Blunt Knives. And it's a little bit about boarding school in Ireland in the 80s, and a little bit about ISIS, and a little bit about dancing, Bharatanatyam. So here you go. One, words are my gold, and you handed me so many they weighed me down. I fingered my newfound wealth until you packed up your illusion and went away, leaving nothing behind. The coins turned copper, medicinal metal, a cure for vanity and believing beautiful untruths. Two, master of the visual, you bend words like light. They enter my brain upside down. I've no way to write them. I misread them, misread them. I miss green mango pattern saris, the rejoicing soil after Agni Nakshetram, the star which burns everything to red, iron rich while the poor are anemic, the rich have no backbone. Three, and the frogs emerge rejoicing in the dampness. They are everywhere but where your foot lands. They live avoiding falling feet. Four, my feet fall mainly in my mouth as I attempt to drill through stone with my teeth. Five, the carpet is pure wool. Duck egg blue, the waiting room, a dentist surgery where I went to confess my sins, to confess my teeth. Enumerate my sins, late nights, rushed mornings, unloved gums and missing fillings. There are gaps filled with emptiness. It leaks out pools in crevices and fissures. Six, your skin touching mine draws tear marks on my cheeks. I clench my fists. I clench my eyes, making a fist of this moment. Seven, butter straight from the fridge is too hard to spread. It makes crackers break and puts holes in sliced pan. In boarding school, we mashed butter on the side of the bowl to soften it. This was how young ladies behaved at afternoon tea. Our box pleats carried butter and jam stains from the knives wiped on formica table edges. The knives were blunt, but there were other sharp edges. You learned to turn your back to protect major arteries. Eight, skin taught to sing, kanjira, mardangam, pa, hatta, jumma, teri, taks. skin of soul to temple stone. They did a they did a they. Skin pours itself into the rhythm. They did a they. Jasmine scented sweat. 9. The wind is an instrument sailors play well. Inflates the fantasy. Carries carpets over waves. Magical thinking, a science not yet explained. 10. Somewhere, someone is traveling furiously towards you. 12. Smaller than a bee in the rain cloud forest, bright frogs are found, their colors shout, touch me not! Women's black burkas as they fled the darkness of IS, reveal shifting silken shades, glow, Ahmar, Murtakali, Aspar, Akhtar, Azrak, Nili, Argwani. 13. With every word she spoke, golden coins fell from her lips because she had been gentle and kind to the baby crocodile. Her cruel sisters, every breath, released a shower of frogs from her mouth in payment for her harsh treatment of the little one. 14. Today, I gave my green away, frittered the gold on idle objects, and now I feel more see-through. Waves of light flow between my ribs and my stomach churns with the breeze of movement. I want to reach a point of stillness. Each shade and time fixed. The sun no longer changing everything moment to moment. The moon unable to work a glistening magic on the dull of days. I wish to be a stillness which has seeped into the air and is almost, just almost. So when you get bored, just make noise and I'll just disappear. Okay, so actually a lot of this book, although it's to do with India, two sets of the poems came out of the Cork Poetry Festival workshops. So this particular set, the Allahabadi Sonnets, started off as a short poem, which I brought to a workshop with Dearen Rees-Jones, and she said, this is not one poem, this is many poems, and it's now many poems, so I'm going to read you a few of them, not all of them. So they're called the Allahabadi Sonnets, and Allahabad, in a funny kind of way, no longer exists, because the current Hindutva, that's Hindu fascist regime in India, have decided that Allahabad is too much of a Muslim name for a city, so they've tried to change the name to Prayagraj. But still the court is called the Allahabad High Court, so that's a good thing. And these are the Allahabadi sonnets. So we'll start with number 3. The silence in her head is crazy making. She can't be sure she is, feels a fading sense of self. Only a story on a page can save her, and so she sits to write. She knows the bhajans by heart, can cook for two on a one-ring stove, can count the whistles for the rice and dal. There's not much to say, no story to be told. Her news is of buying stamps, discovering a wasteland only to realize it is an open-air toilet. Meeting women who see in her an escape from their dreary lives. She writes long letters home to be shared. Her father urges caution. So that's her. Then she spreads out. She maps the city with her feet, her tongue tastes each corner. Katra, market potato fry in a leaf katori. Cows patiently waiting their turn. Mangoes of every shade and flavor spread beneath leafy trees, warm to the hand. Lengra's leather-bound sweetness lingers on her tongue. She walks Grand Trunk Road, a carnival of colorful trucks, ambassadors, Enfields, to reach Hira Halwais and buy creamy dahi and gulab jamun in hot syrup, ladled from pan to clay pot, oozing through the pores. She holds the touch of leaf and clay and skin in her hand as the loo blows through her. All is not well. When she tells the children tales of grumpy balloon men with fixed bunches, 2, 3, 4, to stretch their number skills, makes 5. She sees two brothers sitting, studying, rescued from a mechanic's workshop to learn ek, do, tin, and a-a-i-i. And Rubina, the girl child calculator, capable of adding up to five figures at a time, a skill learned selling vegetables from her father's stall. And Shabnam, who draws in black her shadow world, while her brother in all new clothes lives life in technicolor. Years later, the brothers find her on MG Marg. They are selling balloons, one by one. So, as many of you may know, movies play a very important role in India. And there was one particular song when I was living in Allahabad, and it was Paradeshi Jana Nahi, which means foreigner, don't leave me. Or somebody from outside. Desi means local, and para means from somewhere else. So Paradeshi Jana Nahi. So this actually is based on a true story. So movie in four scenes, setting crowded Khatra market. Scene one, he whips out his pocket comb, neatly quiffs his hair in a double-handed gesture, begins his song, a star role he's proud of. Scene two, she hears the song, a catchy tune, unaware her fate is sealed by these singing lips trapped between these bars. Scene three, the hustling bodies, hooting horns, constant surveillance, curious eyes, any slowness, an invitation to conversation. Scene four, later she understands the words, the tune, her part, the script. She feels typecast, but cannot find a better role. So Diwali, as many of you may know, is Dipa, which means light, and Avali, which means line. So what people do is they put little, clay lamps outside on the walls, outside their houses or in their windows. So when you're walking home at night, you can see these lines and lines of light. But the very wealthy people would put up loads and loads of electrical lights, and they would take all the energy, and of course, there will be power cuts, load shedding from the poorer areas, and in the rich areas, lots of light. So this is Deepavali. Small diyas on broken stone walls, flickering in the crisp night, stars and flames alone against the darkness, load shedding in operation, power company shirking its duty, allowing oceans of light on main streets. Shops hidden behind curtains of yellow bulbs, luring money, igniting passion. Outside the golden circle, the dark cold embraces. The diyas die down, cold and still they sleep. So. How much time? Yeah, I'm sure. Okay. So this is called Words to a New Wife Entering Her Kitchen. And the idea is completely stolen from Mistress of Spices. Any of you read it? No, I steal from everybody, so I don't think I should mention it. Anyway, it's all stolen, guys. None of it's original. So, words to a new wife entering her kitchen. Pack away your feelings neatly in spice jars. Carefully label each one clearly in black. Anger first, you pack with chilies, red and hot. Manjal, turmeric, will fight off all sickness. Even lust. Cloves, levang, take away pain, let go your hurt. Cinnamon, sweet spice of joy, leave friend love here. Jeera next, reduces pain of birth, put away your child love. With saffron, your baby can come fair or not at all, store control. Asafoetida, stinking spice, here you'll hide shame. Black pepper, currency once conceals your greed. Some sweet taste helps digest disappointment. Happiness can be kept there. With menthia, fear of age, fear of life, bitterness will go unnoticed. Whatever heats your blood, ginger won't reveal it. Memories pack away with gusa gusa, poppy seed, forget. And when you finish scattering yourself around your kitchen, do not be surprised if you think like a cabbage. Dream of beetroot and aspire to be grain. You are now vegetable matter. no longer fruit. Only raw mangoes come in the kitchen. The ripe and juicy marmorum are eaten at first sight. Rangoli, it's a design that women do on the ground outside their houses on the threshold. So you take little bits of chalk and you make little piles and then you connect them in a geometric pattern. So it's something that one gets up in the morning, you take a bath, you put fresh clothes, and then you do your kolam in certain traditional Hindu houses. And this is a villanelle kolam. Rising at dawn to bathe and pray, she joins kolam dots because they look beautiful that way. At night, no need to say, what will tomorrow bring? Rising at dawn to bathe and pray. She does not wish for the days to be her own, she thinks. They look beautiful this way. Festival, weekend, or weekday, the routine is the same. Rising at dawn to bathe and pray. Late night row, the pain lasts all day. Her mother advises her to adjust. She'll look beautiful that way. She has no place to hide away, and this is what women do. Rise at dawn to bathe and pray, because they look beautiful that way. And this is a revenge to all that. The widow's song. I put the flame to your mouth, breathe peacefully. With one last look, I leave you on the pyre. Before sunset, I gather the ashes, the charred bones, store them in a clay pot and wait. When the wind changes, I'll scatter them upon the waves, free at last. And one last poem. It's called In and Out of Never Neverland, and the title was stolen from Maeve Brennan. I think she had this experience of not really being at home in New York and not really being at home in Ireland, and I kind of feel a little bit lost everywhere too. The click of the heater switching on and off, regulating temperature, peals of laughter overflowing from a book, spilling down the stairs to me. Cars accelerate up the hill, pause at the top, turn and fade to silence. The clock on summertime counts the seconds. It proves winter will end. I'm here now, on winter time. Snow moments, icy seconds. Next week, sunny hours will slide by, fans will turn, mosquitoes hum, the dusk hours approach. My time will stretch, and lazy mornings will begin leisurely, kitchen clatter and daughter chatter ignored as I roll over for another hour. Traffic streaming south, a constant drone, horn punctuated, until return flight drops me back in that snow-silenced world, where we are frozen, but time moves faster, forcing me forward. I cannot keep up. Out of step, I trudge behind my peers. Thank you so much for listening.